Adam committed an act of high treason, a sin, that was devastating to the human race. We lost everything. A curse came in this earth. I want y'all to hear me as I speak by Holy Spirit. A curse came in this earth. And it started with Adam. Adam's seed, children. Cain killed Abel. First murder that's recorded in the Bible. Men have been blind to these truths and they make statements like this. And by the way, David, I don't have time to go, David did recover everything. He got everything back. Let me say this. He not only recovered everything, but there was some nation, if you read it, there were some other cities around there. He even blessed them. He got so much stuff back. God increased him so he could bless them. But there's a curse that came in this earth through Adam's transgression. And Satan have done his best after Jesus has showed up, redeemed every one of us, paid the price. Every man on planet Earth's sins have been forgiven. And we have all kind of teaching and religion and tradition, church. This fellow got the answer. If you follow me, you'll be right. You do what I say. You come to my church. You come over my group, you're right. But they get over to that group, they still got problems. Hello? People are still lying. People are still failing. Preachers are still compromising. Anybody in the house? People are still doing things that's bringing destruction on their own lives. Trying to have a good time, trying to be successful. We have people in this earth. They make God some money. Are you in the house? And one time Warren Buffett was close to being one of the richest men in the world. He may have topped it, I don't know. And what Satan wants to do is distract you away from what will keep you safe, what will protect you, what will prosper you, what will call you to live a life of victory. What will cause you to succeed in the midst of all this chaos. Have you ever noticed that every year, every decade, you've been around to live a couple of decades, have you? Some of you have. I know the young kids don't know. Have you ever just really checked it out? They're supposed to have all this stuff that's going to help you to be better, make you look better, live better. But haven't you noticed that I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out or see it. That men, each decade, they become worse. What you're seeing today, in this day, this year, you're seeing something different we saw last year. Would you agree? And yet men are trying their best to eliminate this rule book that God has by Holy Spirit record his will, his plan, his mind, his thoughts, his desires, his love, his compassion, his grace, his mercy, his goodness, what he will do, and won't deviate from it, won't show favoritism, but he will do for anybody and everybody. He's the same toward everybody. But have you noticed the more they try to ignore this book, our country, United States of America, many years ago, our forefathers made this declaration. When they found this country, we will be a nation free of democracy. We will be free of all this where men rule by pressure and control. We will not be that kind of nation. We'll be a nation, and we will say we're one nation under God. Anybody now? With what? Liberty and justice for all. But don't you know they started practicing things and doing things that didn't bring justice and liberty to all mankind? Huh? Didn't they do it? But this is what they said, that we are one nation under God. With liberty and justice for all. Then they made certain declaration in our amendments of freedom of speech and then on our currency we wanted to be recognized by all people that we are a godly nation. Are you with me? So they put on our currency and our coins, in God we trust. Right? But as the political world grew and politics got popular, and we had to have leaders and governments and so forth and people in different positions. They started in their parties, especially the Democratic Party. We don't want this God thing. Next thing they did, they had what we call prayer. They would pray over the kid before they started the classes. Right? Anybody remember that? I know some of y'all old enough to remember that. Then they worked hard to get what we call prayer out of school. And in some way, that could have been helpful. Because some people praying, they didn't know what they were praying about, no way. That's not a put down, it's just the truth. Some of the stuff they were saying didn't need to be said, no way. If you're going to pray, you need to know the word, you need to know the Spirit. But they worked to get everything away from God. And now they got God out. Can y'all see what happened in our school? Can y'all see what happened in our society? They don't want God, but we are so professional. We know how to run this country. And now we can do this. And they are pushing every kind of thing that the people we're allowing that's in position.